7 o'clock. This is the network service of Radio Nigeria. On the occasion of the country's 57th independence anniversary, the President, Commander-in-Chief of the Armed Forces, Muhammadu Buhari, GCFR, will now address the nation. The President.
The day when we attain one of the most precious of human desires, freedom. Over the years, the country has gone through trials and tribulations, but October 1st is always a day for celebrations. It is a day for thanksgiving, reflection, and dedication. It is also a day for remembrance. We should remind ourselves of the recent journey from 1999 to 2015, when our country happily returned to democratic rule. However, in spite of oil prices being an average of 100 United States dollars per barrel and about 2.1 million barrels per day, that great piece of luck was squandered and the country's social and physical infrastructure neglected. We were left with no savings and huge infrastructural deficit. The APC government's campaign early cried to resolve security, rebalance the economy, and fight corruption was not all rhetoric. The country must first be secured. The economy must be rebalanced so that we do not depend on oil alone. We must fight corruption, which is Nigeria's number one enemy. Our administration is tackling these tasks in earnest. In the past 2 years, Nigeria has recorded appreciable gains in political freedom. A political party at the center losing elections of state governor, national assembly seat, and even state assemblies to the opposition parties is new to Nigeria. Added to these, our complete freedom to associate, to hold and disseminate opinions. Such developments clearly attest to the country's growing political development. But like all freedoms, this is open to abuse. Recent calls on restructuring, quite proper and a legitimate event, has let in highly irresponsible groups to call for disarmament of the country. We cannot and we will not allow such advocacy. As a young army officer, I took part from the beginning to the end in a tragic civil war, costing about 2 million lives, resulting in fearful destruction and untold suffering. Those who are agitating for a rerun were not born in 1967 and have no idea of the horrendous consequences of the civil conflict we went through. I am very disappointed that responsible leaders of these communities do not warn their hot-headed youth what the country went through. Those who were there should tell those who were not there the consequences of such folly. At all events, proper dialogue and any desired constitutional changes should take place in a rational manner at the national and state assemblies. These are the proper and legal fora for national debate, not lopsided and democratic body with predetermined set of objectives. Government has given us the momentum of dialogue with stakeholders in the Niger Delta to keep the peace. We intend to address genuine grievances of communities. Government is grateful to the responsible leadership of these communities and will pursue lasting peace in Niger Delta. On security, Nigerians must be grateful to our gallant armed forces for rolling back the frontiers of Boko Haram's terrorism, defeating them and reducing them to cowardly attacks on soft and vulnerable targets. Nigeria is grateful to its neighbors and the international community for the collective efforts to defeat this worldwide menace of terrorism. But even the most organized and most equipped police and security forces in the world can escape the menace of modern-day terrorism, as we have seen in recent years in Europe and other parts of the world. But we are not letting up. Our armed forces, in an effort to enhance the operational capability of troops of Operation Lafia Dole, have established mobile strike teams in the northeast. These will ensure the final push to wipe out the remnants of Boko Haram. In addition, through targeted airstrikes, most of the leadership and identified logistic bases and most of the insurgents have been neutralized. The armed forces have established a naval presence in the Lake Chad Basin as part of the coordinated military efforts to curtail the movements of re-emergence of the sect in the area. Government is working around the clock to ensure release of the remaining Chibok girls, as well as other persons in Boko Haram captivity. Government will continue to support the armed forces and the other security agencies to fight not only terrorism, but kidnapping, armed robberies, hygiene, violence, and to ensure peace, stability, and security in our country. With respect to the economy, the government has remained proactive in its diversification policy. The federal government's agricultural anchor borrowers program, which I launched in November 2015, has been an outstanding success, with 43.92 billion naira relief from the Central Bank of Nigeria and 13 participating institutions. 200,000 smallholder farmers from 29 states of the Federation benefited. 233,000 hectares of farmland cultivating eight commodities, namely rice, wheat, maize, cotton, soybeans, poultry, cassava, and groundnuts, in addition to fish farming. These initiatives have been undertaken in collaboration with the states. I wish to commend the efforts of the governors of Kebbi, Lagos, Ebonyi, Jigawa states for their support to the rice and fertilizer revolutions. Equally commendable are contribution of the governors of Ondo, Edo, Delta, Imo, Cross River, Benue, Ogun, Kaduna, and Plateau states for their support for the provincial initiative for farm oil, rubber, cashew, cassava, potatoes, and other crops. With the abundance of rainfall last year and this year,